Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Come one, come all who belong here now. The spirit of the mother is present. The creative sources of life, magic, mystery, booming, enchanting, sensual. Fabulous. The tea coming forward through me. I have just opened the doors to the temple, the Goddess Temple Palace. And hopefully, my sister friend will be coming to join me magically out of the wings of time. We will reconnect now, hopefully, waiting for her to call in. But while I'm waiting for her to call in, I'm going to prepare some tea for all of us to sip upon before we travel into the realms of the deeper selves of ourselves and become greater than we were a moment ago, knowing that we know and do not allow no to stop us, knowing that we have many more marvelous, enchanting, enriching experiences to bring forth. As I am awaiting my sister friend, Anne Rose, to appear, hopefully she will, and when she does, if she will partake of this meditation with us, now that I am going to begin. So, without further ado, we will do what we do here at the Dotted Symbol Palace. And as always, like I said, this time I prepared some tea for us to sip upon. It's called life. It's a blend that I have just picked from the earth of all possibilities. And blended together. I can smell the fragrance. There's lavender in there, chamomile, echinacea, many other wonderful, wonderful fragrances that I just brewed up for us to drink. And as you are smelling it, the aroma of the fragrance, grab that feeling that's already there in the Goddess Temple Palace for you. To sit upon. And each who comes into the Temple Palace, the pillow is unique unto them, filled with herbs and gems and formulas, and luxuries, and affirmations. But even today, I've been placed a beautiful piece of fabric to wrap yourself in. Now or later, when you travel through the journey of meditation and fantasy. As we sit upon this pillow, sipping the nectar of the goddess that has been charged up. We breathe deeply into our nose and out through our mouth. Taking in the fragrances of the tea of the highest quality of herbal essences, fresh from the garden of the master garden. I hope this is my sister girl, so I'm going to see if it's you, so that you can go on this journey with me and actually participate in the creation of this meditation. Let me see. Well, that says me. I want to hang up. Oh, goes there at the temple door? 973.
Hello?
Yes, can I help you?
Yes, this is Hadassah. How are you, Queen?
What a beautiful name.
Thank you. Yours is beautiful, too. That's why I followed you.
Hadassah, I thought you were someone else, but you're just as special. I'm going to continue on with the meditation, and after, if you would like a message, I would be glad to assist you.
Sure, no problem.
As we sit upon our pillows, designed especially for each of us who are here, the goddesses come forward to dwell with us today, the ancient goddesses. In particular, the goddess of justice and peace, Ma'at, to keep the scales balanced, keep our hearts light as a feather, give us wings to fly, not only in this world, but the world beyond. And as we close our eyes, we look upon the lids of our eyes and see the reflection of our highest self. Notice what you are wearing, the color that you have on, the length of your hair, if you have it, the jewelry that you are adorned with. Take that fabric that came forth for you, the fabric of life that came forth for you, that is placed within the pillow that was left for you to sit upon, and pull it out and stretch it out. There is on the fabric a message especially for you. It is telling you what would be the best thing for you to do in the next couple of days. For me, it's writing and singing and dancing. For you, it is what is best for you. And as you take this fabric with the words written upon it, you can drape it over your head, wrap it around your shoulders, wrap it around your body temple. And on your feet and your ankles are being placed stones of tourmaline and crystal. The rings on your toes are gold, diamond, ruby, helping you to remember that your soul is pure as gold. I see flying in the keeper of time who has come into vivid with us. I will address him as the Hiki, who wings they are to let us travel back and forth as we need be. Spirit is saying to me for us to recall that as we travel forward in time, through the ages of time, that it is not our destiny to become decrepit and fall apart. But to grow in our power, in our beauty, in our wisdom, and our love. We are devoted to the keeper of time, to the creator of time. As Ma'at is with us, the goddess of justice, beauty, truth. As we bring forth the vision on our eyelids, our eyelids are allowing us to see ourselves as we are. Our skin is being brushed by the light of love, and our hair is growing and flowing and showing that we are rooted in the majesty and wearing the crown of love of the goddess who are within us, who are coming forth now to present themselves to us. We are in harmony with time. And we are not limited. We have enough time to do all that we are to do. Time is our friend. And time really never ends. As we transform into our better self, we grow not weary, but stronger, younger, wiser, more peaceful. We connect with our parts that are everywhere, coming closer to us, so that we are aware as we wear the fabric of life, that we should never even think twice about walking hand in hand. The one who knows the way, who guides and accepts. If we put one foot in front of the other, one foot adorned with soul, power, the soles of our feet. Serious and never meet. If we choose to live in harmony with our highest self, as you open your eyes, you will see before you a mirror. It has the scales of justice and balance and the wings of my heart around it. It could be a hand mirror, it could be a large mirror, it could be a gift. for your visit today, along with the pillow that you will take away and the fabric of your life. And remember, remember to step into the parts of you that have come forth to journey so that you can say, as I say, namaste. Coming back to you. Fly me to the moon. I'm coming back to you, 973.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. This is Anne.
Hi, how
Hi,
are you?
Hi, Anne. I got two of you on the line, I think, at the same time. Hi, Anne, Rose.
I'm an Anne, too. And I love my roses. I was just thinking of my roses today. So it's okay.
I love it. How beautiful is that? Well, welcome to both of you. Thank you for coming to the Goddess Temple Palace.
Thank you for having us.
Oh,
you know, I have to come in with a ray of sunshine, my sister.
Well, I mean, that was quite an entrance, I dare say. I'm so blessed to have you with me today. It was such a nice surprise, and then for you to come through. I'm going to see if this sister wants, other sister Rose. What is your other name?
No, my name is Annie. My family always called me Annie. But I was just thinking of my roses today that I planted many years ago at my mother's. And I miss gardening because I've always grounded myself and I've always heard from spirit when I do that. And I don't have access to it at this point, so it bothers me.
Well, you're about to hear from spirit today. Double time.
And you
Queen, you know
always,
who I am.
Yes, I do. And she's going to be blessed, obviously, to hear from you. And that she has no idea what is in store for her, except I'm going to say, and then I'm going to step out of the way and let you share with her, that you can always put a seed in a cup. You know, you can always grow something. And so you can always work with the soil. There's no reason for you to feel.
I still do. I do my pots. I do my
Good.
Pots. I do my gardening. It's just, it's a longing. Missing what I used to do.
Is it more the missing of the flowers, or is it more the missing of the family and the memories?
The family and the memories.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And all that goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
The gathering, the food.
Yeah.
That time of year.
What?
I can almost taste it. Is there anything in particular you want to ask?
I'm trying to do right by my ancestors, especially my parents. And it's been a big, big battle for me. Tremendous burden. And there's really no one that understands it. So I'm just, you know, looking for guidance in all of it and healing and just understanding. But I clicked on one of your links, and I feel that you you have, I guess, affinity for communicating with pets. And I have a little sweetheart that I just got a couple of weeks ago, and she just reminds me of my mom.
Are you talking about Anne Rose and her affinity with pets?
I'm not sure who I'm talking about. I clicked that link when I first called in. I didn't see that link. You know, I just called in to listen to the show. And, you know, one thing led to the next. So I sat through the meditation and, you know, of course, tried to do it. But sometimes I meditate at different times. I usually meditate at night.
Did you get anything from it?
It was very soothing. It allowed me just to, you know, slow my brain down.
Were you here? Did I speak to you earlier? Did you give me another name, Heminet, or something like that?
No.
This is the first time I'm talking. Okay, mm-hmm. There was someone else here. Okay, now I'm clear. Did you get any message from your fabric of your life?
No, I may have missed that part.
Okay, no problem. Okay, for you, I see you sitting by water. I see you writing. And I see you taking inspiration and joy from watching the people around you. As Illumination, Anne Rose was saying, you're missing the family, but you're learning how to be able to tap into that feeling from other people to feel that hunger and that longing. I see you going roller skating. Now, this could be something you did in the past. This could be something you will do in the future. But I see you able to move around and doing figure eights, and figure eights is infinity and time, which came up in the meditation. And did you ever skate?
Years ago, but I wasn't good at it. I always wish I could skate backwards. But I'd love to see people skate and do the figure eight. And I do drive an infinity.
Your health is going to get better. Even if you feel there is nothing wrong with you, I'm not saying there is, it's going to get better. You're going to feel better. You're going to begin to feel better. You're going to move with a lighter heart as well. You spoke of these burdens. And I've heard you speak before, so I've kind of been on your journey with you, with your family and your home, the home. And you're going to begin to visualize other possible places to live. I'm not saying that you won't be able to keep the place that you want to keep, But you're going to open up the possibilities from other places. You're not going to limit yourself to one place. And this is going to lighten your heart as you begin to realize that you're not restricted. I feel a lot of tears to come yet that you need to release so that you will feel lighter. You'll feel light as a feather. There's a boy around you. Do you have a son?
Yeah, I have 3 sons.
There's one in particular that is, I'm going to say, giving you trouble. And he needs to be around a male influence. I get he needs to be around his father or father's family. He needs male influence, and you need to, let me rephrase that. It is best if you put your foot on his neck. because right now that's important.
Mm-hmm.
It's required that he has a lot of discipline now. As he's growing, it's very, very important for him so that he will be what you would love to see him to be, more of what you would love to see him to be. He has a rebellious nature. There's nothing wrong with that, but in that nature, it also would be to his benefit to understand, to be smart and be rebellious is a good mm-hmm. combination. Do you work with people's hair?
I used to, but I do my own hair.
I see you doing hair again. Because that brings in the money. But not only that, money, as you're in their heads, you're going to start, this is a form of healing for you to do on other people. As you're working in their heads, even if it's just starting to wash their hair, you're putting out healing energy, you're putting in healing energy, you're drawing out, as you're washing the dirt away, you're drawing out negativity and impurity. This is going to be very soothing for you, very, very rewarding for you, for your spirit as well as your pocket. In the meditation came up of growing younger. And I would love for you to think more useful as you age. I'm going to send you back to Illumination and see if she has anything else for you.
Okay. Thank you.
When we first started talking, I kind of felt you being the animal. And I don't know why I got that feeling, but I felt restricted, confined, entrapped, caged. I think that was your own doing, and maybe you were led to believe that. I feel choked. And I think for me, whenever I feel that way, it's because my will is being restricted. It's like, you know, when Queen says your son needs to have his next step on, I feel like that's how you've been for a very long time. And as an adult, I don't think we should be like that. Maybe as a child, yes, because we get a little bit out of control. But as an adult, no one has the right to tell us truly what to do unless, you know, we're breaking the law.
Okay.
And I think you've been like that for a long time and or been treated or mistreated for a long time. And maybe I'm hearing reverberation, and maybe that's where you feel like you've disappointed your parents or have let them down. But I don't feel that is truly the case. I think that's a matter of perception. It might have been at one time, maybe you have, but I don't think that's the case anymore. So I think you need to let that guilt go. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think that ship has sailed. I think that's a false sense of entrapment for you. I think you're using that as a crutch to keep you where you are, or somebody else is mm-hmm. using that as a crutch to keep you where you are. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And I think, too, you know, I keep also hearing that, you know, you've got the whole world in the palm of your hand. And maybe that you are very gifted in the things that you are capable of. And in some form or fashion, you're almost afraid to use those gifts. And I've said it before. I did a seminar this weekend with a bunch of amazing, amazing people who truly did not know their gifts. And people had actually been stepping on them for a very long time. And it was almost sad that these people didn't know their gifts. And you seem like one of those people that didn't know what they were truly capable of. And I think you're not afraid of the darkness that you have within you, but you're afraid of the light. You're afraid of what you're truly capable of. And you kind of need not be. You need to kind of let your light shine.
Well, both of you touched on a lot of things. That's true. I'm just trying to understand it all at one time while a lot is going on.
Of course, and there's another lovely piece to this as well.
Mm-hmm.
There is, it's either a relationship that you're in or a relationship that is soon to be. But it's a relationship that I think will be what Queen has touched upon, that either is going to bring back the youth in your life. You know, you say you miss those roses and that chemistry, that happiness of what was,
mm-hmm.
I think that's going to come back into your life and bring that youth back into your life. and take away that frumpiness you have brought into your life. And I have to ask you, because they keep showing me these big boobs. Do you have big boobs?
No.
Okay.
I'm showing at the bottom.
They're showing me this big aspect of you. And I just have to bring that to your attention because I'm just like, okay, I'll ask. I'm like, all right.
I'm big at the bottom.
Okay. But, you know, and also a new home is coming your way. And I have to say this is in the very, very near future. But there is a lot of emotion around both these things.
Mm-hmm.
So get to working on it.
A lot of emotion.
Right. But this emotion is not dark emotion. This emotion is blue emotion, which to me means emotion that is good emotion, emotion that is not bad emotion. It's emotion that just needs to be put out there. This is how I feel. I love you, but I just don't know how to express myself because I don't know how to communicate because I'm afraid. I don't want to be hurt.
Well, there's been a lot of that already.
Right?
But I don't want to lose this home. And I think it would be much, I know it would be much better for my family. It doesn't have to be the only place, like you said, because I do intend to travel. I just want them to be in one place and comfortable.
Right. It's all about honesty. But you have to actually communicate it. If you don't communicate it, then nothing is said. If nothing is said, you can't complain about it not getting done.
You know, I'm just tired of being attacked for trying to do the right things. Anyone. And, you know, like even with you mentioning my son, you know, I think he's just running from the pain that he sees with me. Even though I try to reassure him, I just think he's running from it. And, you know, I think a move would be better. It's not far. But just a different environment, different home.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you're in control, that's all that matters. Sometimes that's all it takes. I have to read something to you very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Ego is the beginning and the end. This is my word, so take it to heart. It took me many lifetimes to understand, but I will share it with you here today. So if you listen with your ears, not with your ears, but with your heart, and give me a moment, and I will start. It's so simple. It only uses three letters. I believe a child could make you understand, and if it were presented within, from within, by a gesture or a wave of a hand. So again, I ask you, just listen, not with words, but with your other senses. And I think you will begin to understand. Give up yet? Most do. They grow up and they forget. But I'll share it with you. The answer is EGO. Edging God out. Isn't it obvious?
Mm.
It's where we begin and is where we will end. Embracing God only, which is also ego. So think about that.
I will.
The meditation embraced that. The meditation embraced that. The meditation embrace that. I love you, Illumination. And I thank you for opening the portal in me to understand the power and the gift of being able to do meditation. I am grateful to you for that. I thank you for coming, the other Anne.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be around. And you take care. Namaste before they take us off the air.
Namaste.
I will put on some music. This is my sister.
Namaste.
Thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.